So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Hey, folks, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. I know I sound a little under the weather this week, and I know it's been happening a little bit more lately than it typically does, but this past weekend, I picked up the flu at the gun show the last weekend, and then this past week, I got two cases of food poisoning on top of it. So needless to say, it kind of kicked the crap out of my immune system. The flu would have been okay without the food poisoning. The food poisoning probably would have been better without the flu. Either way, I got the food poisoning out of my system, and now I'm just wrapping up the flu. But it's still affecting my voice a little bit, so it's going to sound a little scratchy. So what I'm going to go over here this week, first of all, I'm going to start with this moron in Nashville, Tennessee, that opened fire in the Waffle House wearing nothing but a jacket. Other than that, the guy was naked and he's shooting the place up with what they called an assault-style weapon. Killed four people, wounded some others, and a guy was in the restroom and he came out, he heard the commotion, came out, and I guess the guy was getting ready to reload or whatever. He grabbed a hold of him, wrestled the rifle out of his hand, threw it over the counter, and then subdued the guy. So congratulations to him for being a hero there. But the reason I bring this up is because we're starting to see more and more of this stuff popping up all the time, and it's almost as though it's on cue. I don't think it's an accident. I think this is a deliberate effort by the left to put these things out in the news to where they continue to draw attention to the causes that they are trying to further. We know they're trying to ban guns. We know they're going after Trump. So the next one I'm going to talk about is this incident in New York City that they're now calling a hate crime because some guy was wearing a Make America Great Again ball cap. And we know what this is. It's nothing but an attempt to call anyone who supports Donald Trump a white nationalist, a bigot, or a racist, and anything that they may or may not do while wearing one of those caps automatically makes it a hate crime. Interestingly, I'll go through the article here with you, but it's a black guy wearing this thing, so where is the hate crime coming in to play here? We shall find out. So here's the headline. Police investigating possible hate crime in New York City subway assaults. It says the New York City Police Department is investigating an incident involving a Hispanic man who was allegedly beaten and pushed onto the subway tracks Friday night at Manhattan's Union Square subway station. And according to the NYPD, the suspect is a black man wearing a red hat and a red t-shirt that displayed President Trump's campaign slogan, "Make America Great Again." The suspect reportedly shouted racial slurs at the victim. Now, isn't that kind of the reverse, huh? a black person screaming racial slurs at someone else and now being investigated as a hate crime? Huh, interesting. A press release sent out by the NYPD on Saturday said the incident occurred after the 24-year-old victim engaged in a verbal dispute with the suspect on board a train as it approached the Union Square station. NYPD said the suspect made multiple derogatory statements regarding the victim's ethnicity during the argument. And after the victim got off the train, police said the suspect followed him onto the platform and punched him on his head multiple times before pushing the victim onto the tracks. The victim was helped off the tracks by a friend and another person before a train passed by. The victim was taken to a hospital and treated for injuries he sustained when he fell onto the tracks. Too bad he didn't fall across the third rail. A police source confirmed to Yahoo News that the incident is being investigated as a hate crime and the victim is Mexican. The local news station, NY1, reported the suspect berated the victim for taking jobs away from Americans. Well, folks, I have been talking about this for years. Back in the 60s and 70s, the blacks took jobs away from us. Well, depending upon how old you are, your parents or your grandparents. And we were very upset. Well, see, now the Mexicans are coming in and taking those jobs away from blacks. And now they feel the frustration that we felt back then. And they don't like it either. It goes on to say the NYPD is seeking public assistance in identifying the suspect. Police released a video of the suspect standing on the train platform. NYPD describes the suspect as a male, black, dark complexion, heavy build, wearing a red Make America Great Again hat, a red shirt with the words Make America Great Again in white letters, blue dungaree overalls, a black jacket, and jewelry around his neck. Notice how they continually point out the fact that he was wearing a Make America Great Again t-shirt and hat. Folks, is that not literally, I mean, pardon the pun here, is that not a red herring to you? It certainly sticks out to me. There is absolutely no way that you can convince me that this was not contrived by someone on the left to take away from what Donald Trump is doing, because we already know that he is working with Kim Jong-un to disarm North Korea permanently of nuclear weapons. And they can't handle this, folks. They cannot handle the fact that this president is doing everything that he promised to do when he came into office. And they are doing everything that they can to take away from his greatness and to try and tarnish his image and to tarnish the image of firearms. And that's why I think these two things came about at the same time. It's nothing new. We've seen it before over the years. But I am just sick and darn tired of it. And you know what? I am so sick and tired of it that now it's getting to be the same thing over and over and over again, just like it was when Obama was in office. There is no longer anything newsworthy being reported. And I'm not going to cover this kind of crap. So I am going to go back. I'm going to finish my Off the Beaten Path series. We're going to visit states that you may or may not be familiar with. You're going to learn really cool things to see in these states, what to see, what to do, and how to have fun. I'm tired of this stuff. I really am. So if you've been listening to the show for a while, you remember when I had pretty much gone to doing this series called Off the Beaten Path, where I would go alphabetically to different states because I have seen 49 states. Like Johnny Cash, literally, I've been everywhere. So on that note, I'm actually going to play that song for you, and I want you to listen to all the different places that he names. And then just for fun, I'm going to come back and I'm going to read the lyrics and see just how many of those places that I have actually been to. Be a little fun today, folks. Something a little bit different. Be a little more lighthearted than it typically is. So let's have some fun. Let's listen to this and see how many places you recognize and how many places that you have actually been to in the song as well.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, Anfidela, I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, County, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tolliver's, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, Beach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Ombabaka, Shepherdville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, Sea, Puerto Rico. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistraw, Chattanooga, Chaston, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been
That is a lot of places, but I certainly did recognize almost all of them. There were a few that I wasn't familiar with, recognized most of them, and I've been to quite a few, even though I recognized some, I hadn't been to them yet, but it was kind of interesting here. So I'm going to go over the lyric sheet and see just how many of these places that I have actually been to. When I first started the Off the Beaten Path series a couple of years ago, I believe I played This Land Is Your Land by Arlo Guthrie, and I had been to every place that was in that song, and it was incredible. As a kid, I loved that song. We used to sing it in music class, and I fell in love with the America that I did not know existed. The sparkle of the diamond deserts, the wheat fields blowing, the dust clouds rolling, all of that stuff from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest, the Gulf Stream waters. And as a very young adult, I had seen all of that. By the time I was 23, I saw all 48 contiguous states. And I'm not trying to, as Rush Limbaugh would say, sound braggadocious here, but it was just an incredible accomplishment. And then, as luck would have it, I was able to see Alaska in 2010, and it was absolutely incredible. And I can have conversations with people. They can be from anywhere in the country. And I will ask them, where are you from? And they'll tell me, you know, this little town you've probably never heard of. And yeah, actually, I know exactly where it is. And it's really interesting to see their reactions, because they don't realize that there are people out there who have actually covered this country that thoroughly. I can literally, and this is no boast, folks, as Will Sonnett used to say on the Guns of Will Sonnett, no brag, just fact, I can literally go anywhere in this country without an atlas if I stay on the interstates. I know them so well, I have traveled them so much, I know them so well, that you can literally give me a city anywhere in the country, and I can tell you how to get there without looking at an atlas. So let's take a little break here. And when I come back, we'll have some fun and kind of go over the lyrics sheet on here and just see how many places that you have been to or that I have been to and have some fun with this song. I'm tired of all this political crap. Let's do something different for a change.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Georgetown Law Professor Louis Michael Seidman says that the U.S. Constitution is archaic and downright evil. And people like this are teaching in America's law schools? It's frightening. Well, here's your chance to listen to one attorney who stands on principle and fights for the dreams of freedom-loving Americans. Listen to Jason Robb, host of Cross Examine, each week right here on KKK Radio.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud. Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase, minorities and women, or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Okay, so, well, I figured since we're dissecting a Johnny Cash song while we're on the country theme, I'd put in a little bumper there from T.G. Shepherd. Now, isn't that just kind of really creepy sounding? I mean, I remember that when I was a kid. That was a hit, I think, in 1981. And I just remember how creepy that actually sounded. It was almost melancholy in its sound. So, without further ado here, let's take a look at the lyrics of I've Been Everywhere. Okay, so I have muted the sound on this, so it will not overlay everything here. And I'll just kind of read these off as we go. Of course, it starts out, I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road. Well, Winnemucca is in Nevada, and I have been there. It's in the northern part of the state. I went through there on Interstate 40 and then proceeded up to Oregon. The lyrics continue. He asked me if I had seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, "Listen, I've traveled every road in this here land." And of course the refrain says, "I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man, cross the deserts bare, man, yep, been through all the deserts, breathe the mountain air, man, in most of the chains in this country. Of travel I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, yep, Chicago, yep, Fargo, nope, Minnesota, yep, Buffalo, yep, Toronto, yep, Winslow, yep, Sarasota, no, Wichita, uh-huh, Tulsa, uh-huh, Ottawa, no, Oklahoma, yes, Tampa, no, Panama, not the country, but Panama City, Florida, Mattawa, never heard of it, nor La Palona, banger, yep, Baltimore, uh-huh, Salvador, no, Amarillo, yes, Tocopillo, nope, Barranquilla, no, and Perdilla, no, Boston, yes, Charleston, yes, Dayton, yes, Louisiana, yep, Washington, both the state and the city, Houston, no, Kingston, no, Texarkana, yes, Monterey, yep, Faraday, no, Santa Fe, yes, Tallapoosa, never heard of that one, so the answer is going to be no, Glen Rock, no, Black Rock, well, I've been to the Black Rock Desert, Little Rock, yes, Oskaloosa, no. Tennessee, yep. Hennessy, no. Chicopee, yes, it's in Massachusetts. Spirit Lake, no. Grand Lake, no. Devil's Lake, no. Crater Lake, no. Louisville, yep. Nashville, yep. Knoxville, yes. Ombakaika, no. Shefferville, no. Jacksonville, yes. Waterville, no. Costa Rica, most definitely not. Pittsfield, yep. Springfield, yep. They're both in Massachusetts. Bakersfield, yep. And Shreveport. Hackensack, yes. Cadillac, yep. Fond du Lac, yep. Davenport, no. Idaho, yes. Jellicoe, no. Argentina, nope. Diamantina, no. Pasadena, yes. Catalina, no. Pittsburgh, yes. Parkersburg, yes. Gravelburg, no. Colorado, yes. Ellisburg, no. Rexburg, no. Vicksburg, yes. El Dorado, yes. Larimore, no. Admore, no. Haverstraw, no. Chattanooga, no. Chaska, no. Nebraska, yes. Alaska, yes. Opelika, yes. Baraboo, no. Waterloo, no. Kalamazoo, no. Kansas City, yes. Sioux City, yes. Cedar City, yes. Dodge City, no. Now, that was an amazing number of places that he named off in that song. And I was actually amazed at how many of those I've actually been to. Now, there were some that I weren't familiar with. There were some I hadn't been to, but I still know where they are. I'm familiar with them, just haven't had a chance to go through them. But that was pretty interesting. I'd never broken the song down before and tried to decipher how many of those places I'd actually been to. That was pretty cool. So do that with yourselves, folks. See how many of these places you've been to. And if you've been to a bunch of them like I have, drop me a line and let me know. Because I'd be curious to know where you've been as well. So, I got a few minutes here left. Let me talk about some place, because I really haven't been able to figure out what state I'm going to incorporate it into, so I'm going to do it right now in and of its own little spot here. George, have you ever wished you could be in two places at the same time? What do you mean, like, right now? No, seriously. Have you ever wished that you could be in two different places at the same time? Yeah, I think we all kind of have. What if you could be in four places at the same time? Namely, four states. Utah, Colorado, Arizona, and New Mexico all come together at a place called Four Corners that is in the Navajo Reservation. And you can literally be in four states at the same time. There's a little medallion there with a line going in each direction for each state line. So you can kind of stand in four states if you want, or you can lay across this thing and have one arm in Utah, the other arm in Colorado, one leg in New Mexico, and the other leg in Arizona, which is pretty cool. Now, when I was there, it didn't cost anything to get in. But I saw a YouTube video the other day that was talking about cool places to visit, cool borders. And they said it now costs $5 to be in four states at the same time. So when did the Navajo chief become a Jew? I mean, really, come on, folks. $5 to stand in four states at the same time? Give me a break. But anyway, if you ever want to get there, if you're going across Interstate 40, when you get to Gallup, New Mexico, which is almost into Arizona, or if you've just come out of Arizona, when you get into Gallup, New Mexico, you want to head north. And at the time when I was out there, it was Route 666. It's since been renamed. People used to call it the Devil's Highway. And I don't know what it's been renamed to, but all you got to do is head north out of Gallup. And you're going to head north until you get to Shiprock. Turn left on Highway 64, take it over into Arizona, pick up Highway 160, turn right, which is east, and it will take you right to the location. You'll have to get off and go, I don't know, I think it's like a half, maybe quarter, half mile, something like that, off the main road to get to Four Corners. But it's pretty cool. They do have little gift shops set up there to buy sand paintings and things like that, jewelry. So it's kind of an interesting place if you're ever in the general vicinity to go stand or lay in four states at the same time. So I still have a couple minutes left here. I want to talk about sand, and it's in a state that I've already dealt with early on, and that's California. And California was long. That was like two, three, or four shows, if I remember. And these are two places that I did not talk about, and they both have to deal with audible sand. Now, the first one is what is known as a rumbling or singing sands. And you're going to find that at the Dune Field in Death Valley National Monument. Now, I did speak about Death Valley National Monument, but I don't think I covered the singing sands. When you get out into the Dune Field, you can slide down the dune, and as the sand cascades down the side of the dune, it will set up a resonance that actually has a low-frequency rumble to it. I believe it's in the key of C, but it's really, really melancholy to hear that. And the other place that has audible sand is what's known as barking sand. And I discovered this location myself when I was living in San Diego back in 1988 at an area called Sunset Cliffs. Now, this is not Sunset Cliffs Beach that you will find on Sunset Cliffs Boulevard. You have to go to the end of Sunset Cliffs Boulevard, make a left turn, and go through a gate onto some property, go down a steep path, and then take a piece of rope over the edge of the cliff and go down the last 12 feet to get down to this beach that has no other access. And if you're wearing sneakers, as you're walking down the beach, the sand actually barks. It sounds exactly like a seal barking. It's kind of a scrub, 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 scrub. Weirdest thing you have ever heard. So if you're ever in the San Diego area and you want to experience the rare barking sands, you might want to check it out. So on that note, I will conclude this episode. Now I will be back next week, full-fledged, getting back into the full series where we will devote one show to one state, or if the state happens to be big enough or interesting enough to devote more than one show to that state. But for those of you who are new to the show, it's a really interesting way to hear about places that you most likely never heard of, and they're places that you can go visit. If they're nearby you, or if you're going cross-country, there is some really, really cool stuff to see in this country that most people just don't know about. So on that note, I shall leave you here. As always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Until next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.